GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has authorized Ukraine now to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something that had been prohibited until now. ABC News contributor and former State Department senior official Steve Ganyard.
The significance of giving a TACMS to the Ukrainians is that it will allow them to hit deep behind Russian lines, to hit supply caches, to hit troop buildup areas, and hopefully blunt the attack on Ukrainian forces inside of Kursk.
President-elect Donald Trump nominating FCC Commissioner Brandon Carr as the next FCC chairman. He has called big tech the censorship cartel and says it must be dismantled. Vivek Ramaswamy heading up Trump's Department of Government Efficiency alongside Elon Musk, suggesting they delete entire federal agencies. Also nominated over the weekend, fracking exec Chris Wright to head up the Department of Energy. Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy protection. The biggest U.S. budget airline has lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020. This is ABC News. A new E. coli outbreak is now being connected to carrots. One person has died and dozens have gotten sick across 18 states. ABC's Phil Lipoff with more.
The CDC is warning organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms are making people sick. The products have been recalled by the company and they have been removed from store shelves. However, there's still the warning out there that they may be in your home. Some of the brands being recalled include Whole Foods, 365, Simple Truth, Trader Joe's, Wegmans. You can find the entire list on cdc.gov.
McDonald's now says it'll spend about $100 million to help franchisees affected by the E. coli outbreak linked to onions used on quarter pounders. Over 100 cases were reported in states like Colorado, Montana, and Nebraska. And Netflix is promising to fix the streaming issues with a Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight that happened on Friday night. Netflix is set to stream more sports, including a couple of NFL games on Christmas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Brr, the weather is getting chilly, so come warm up indoors at Heights Pub & Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, and enjoy a relaxing atmosphere, friendly service, and delicious food. Grab a signature panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, have dinner with friends and a featured entree, or stop by for after-work drinks during happy hour. And don't forget to book your holiday party or special event in our private upstairs parlor, as 2024 dates are filling fast. Like and follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to learn more.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself blocking the kick. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration. I just wanted it more, got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars have made their choice for an MC, and his name is Conan O'Brien. The gangly, awkward, but hilarious O'Brien follows Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the event the last 2 years, and a total of 4 times. The Academy calls O'Brien the perfect choice to lead their global celebration of film. Oscars ratings have slowly been building again after a dip about 5 years ago. O'Brien released this statement: America demanded it, and now it's happening. Taco Bell's new Cheesy Chalupa Supreme. In other news, I'm hosting the Oscars. It's official. Hollywood is officially out of original ideas. The show Friday Night Lights is getting a revisit, according to Variety. None of the original cast members are expected to return. The original show ran for 5 seasons from 2006 to 2011 on NBC. Before that, it was a movie that came out in 2004. The 2020s will be known as the age of the reboot and sequels. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 54. Tonight, rain likely. We could get a half inch or so of rain tonight through tomorrow. It's going to be breezy as well. 47 tonight, breezy showers, 59 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will take a look at what happened over the weekend. Don't worry, nothing. Well, yeah, some things are going to happen over the weekend. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Why are you laughing, Todd? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are here on Victory Monday. Woo-hoo. Again, you know, I was thinking about that this morning. Like, we've had a lot of Victory Mondays. When's the last time we lost? Like, it's got to be over a month.
I don't know.
I mean, but thank
I
God.
I do not have my finger on the pulse of the Packers season.
Really?
No, not
so
at all.
You're the one. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm serious. Neither do I, really.
Really?
They just haven't really excited me this year at all.
Well, I'll tell you what, the game yesterday, for those who didn't watch it, if that guy would have clipped his fingernails before the game, we would not have won.
We scraped that one out.
And let's say I read that somewhere. That, yeah. And, you know, I went to see, the Packers were favored, though, but I went to see.
As they should have been,
yeah, no,
right? I mean,
right,
the
right,
record
it's been
for
11,
the Bears
right.
is not favorable.
It's 11 years or 11 games in a row? Or maybe
brutal.
Yeah, it has.
Brutal. But to win only by 1 point.
I know. So I went and saw my mom yesterday because just to bring her something to eat for the game. But she wanted some game day food. So I went there at like 10 o'clock and she's in a pool. She's 92. And she's
well,
won
no wonder where he gets it.
She's won the trophy like in the last 10 years. I bet you she won it 3 years.
What are my numbers, Johnny?
No, it's not that. It's just winner, loser.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is. It's just straight up, pick a winner, pick a loser. And she said, I said, well, I picked the Bears, right, Mom? Oh, no, I would never pick against the Packers. I said, Mom, never. I'm like, what, you really think they're going to go undefeated? No, I can't do that. I said, the Bears are going to win. Anyway, she was right. I was wrong. Again. But
So when you said your mom was in a pool, like my mind is not here today, so I'm like, okay.
Football pool, sorry.
Okay, no it's my fault.
92, she's not
I brought her lunch to the CP center where she was just bobbing around.
Luxuriously. I think it's been a while. But anyway, she's so sharp. I was asking her about that. I said, how's it feel? You know, 92, that's not like young. She says, I feel fine. You know, I just, you know, wish I would. She can't do as much, right? 92, you get a little, not osteoporosis, but she's a little bit of that. Anyway, she's doing great.
But she's still.
Oh, my God.
Very sharp.
Goes through all the
and
kids.
Mobile.
Who's doing this? What's doing that? Yeah.
Living independently.
So anyway, the Packer game. We got to spend just a little bit of time on it. You didn't watch the game?
I didn't. I was in Door County with girlfriends. So we took a day and
did you watch the game,
Todd?
I listened to it.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Was it okay to listen to?
I'm not that impressed with the team this year. I just don't think we're as good as we were early last year. And there's a lot of finger point going around.
Well, and, you know, we are in a very, very tough division.
Yes. Yeah.
For the first time in a long time.
Did you see the Lions?
Yes.
Was it 52 to like 9 or something? They just smoked whoever they played. And the Vikings won. And
oh, boy.
So, yeah, it's.
And
but
how
it's funny.
Does the schedule look
keeps
for
people
the next
engaged.
Couple of weeks?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, we must play.
Well, you got to play them all, right? I mean, twice. So I know we, you know what? Well, obviously, we play the Lions on Thanksgiving because the Lions always play on Thanksgiving.
No. I think, don't we play the Dolphins? Don't they play the Dolphins on Thanksgiving? Gosh, we're bad.
Well, the Lions play on Thanksgiving, though. They're in Dallas. That was not a good thing by the NFL, especially when the Lions were no good. Now everybody's going to watch the game. But anyway,
But the game is on Thanksgiving Day is at Lambeau.
Yes, and Dolphins is correct.
Dolphins. Yep. Okay.
But it's the night game. It's the 7
fun.
O'clock.
7 o'clock, yep. And then we've got another night game on December 5th. That's the Lions.
Wow.
And then Packers and Vikings December 29th in Minnesota.
Fun.
Oh, in Minnesota, too.
Anyway, so it's fun to watch tough. That stuff. But I will say
this. And you and Johnny didn't even go out to the casino last week before he headed out of town.
Yeah.
No. So you weren't even.
I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have. I think I would have left a little money there. So.
Oops.
Anyway, hey, the other thing, let's just, you know, Johnny's on vacation, but.
He's hunting and in the.
He's
in
never
the
shot his gun in 12 years, he said.
We just got a text. Did Mino get his buck? Haven't heard.
Nobody's heard proof of life.
He's going to get is playing cribbage.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and he's only going to get knobs there if he's lucky.
Well, that's when he'll win a dollar from his brother. No, he's.
And brag about it endlessly.
That's his buck. No, he said he's never shot a gun.
But he's taking his pistol because you never know what you're going to come across in those woods.
He's never shot a gun?
Hunting. Because I said, you know, did you. He said he's never gotten a deer. I'm like, oh, wow. Did you ever, like, you know, see one, get one, miss one? Because, no, never shot my gun. Like, wow. Why? I don't know if I would. I wouldn't hunt I wouldn't fish for 11 years if I never got a nibble.
I think.
But I wouldn't fish anyway because I think it's really boring. Anyway.
I think Mino is part of that population, that segment of the population that deer camp is just such a misnomer, right? You like.
It's a social thing.
It's totally a social
cribbage,
thing. He is not beer. Getting in a deer stand. Not without some sort of injury or rash or
alcohol.
Self-inflicted something.
Anyway. Yes. Anyway, I
and
hope
to
he has
be quiet in a deer stand, can we talk about the probability of John Mino being quiet enough for animals to come on through?
Maybe that's why he's never seen a deer in 12
Anywho.
Years.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a quick bell in the background on that.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. Hey, the other thing, I don't know, you know, John's here, so I kind of thought about sports, but then I thought, oh, yeah, he's not going to be there tomorrow. Badgers, did you watch that?
Sorry.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that was tough. That would have been awesome. They played Oregon, which
defensive coordinator let go.
Yeah. That.
Oh, right after the game?
Was really. And then the Bucks, they lost an OT.
Yeah.
Bad calls. So it's like I thought, okay, the Packers are going to lose because, you know.
So when are we going to start talking about Doc Rivers? And he obviously wasn't the magic solution.
He thinks he is. So.
Well, right. Of course, but.
Yeah. I don't know.
Giannis tries to step it up, but we've got a lot of key injuries. Again, I'm on the roster. I hate that I say that, but. Come on, guys. We got to get out there.
We're part of the team. I went to see the Herd Saturday night. And gosh.
They didn't.
Lost.
They lost, but.
But I'll tell you what, Grand Rapids looked great. And we only had like one or two people who could even, you know, make a basket. I mean, it was like me being out on the court sometimes.
Ooh. Yikes.
No,
their home opener was Friday. Looked like they had a great crowd.
They did.
Saturday
the energy was good.
Homelessness awareness.
Yep. Yes, that's great.
Night, so that was nice of them. And it's because today is Monday, November 18th. And it is Housing Day, and that is the day to bring awareness to our homeless population.
Is.
Yeah, it was started in 1998.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. To make it to sort of decriminalize, like what's the word I'm looking for? Just to heighten the awareness that it's not a crime, that it's probably more of a problem than.
So it's Housing Day.
It is Housing Day.
That's nice. You know, I cut out early Friday, and thank you for letting me do that, because at the community shelter, we had our legislative breakfast to talk about exactly what today is. And I would have tied that in to my remarks had I known that today was Housing Day. But it was nice. We had representation from the federal government, from the state government, obviously from the city government, and from, you know, some of the surrounding communities. Because the new community shelter, You know, our job is to get people out of homelessness. That's what we do. It's not, we're not a soup kitchen where you feed somebody and then they walk around all day and come back and sleep. That's not our thing. Our thing is to get you into housing. But you got to be, it's not easy to own
you're
a house.
Working for well, it, takes a, and toward
it takes it. A long time to be, you know, you got to be a good neighbor. You got to really understand how to operate a house, pay your bills, all that kind of stuff. Well, anyway, we just had a great turnout for that. So I think the community, I didn't know that started in 98. I think they are aware.
They are.
Of housing.
And I know we might not always know how to take action, though.
Right.
What that translates to. So yeah. I'm glad that there are obviously places like the shelter, many in our area that are able to assist and get people back on their feet.
Yeah.
Today is also Princess Day. For no other reason just than everybody allegedly has always wanted to be treated like a princess. Your girls must really lean in. Donna, you're going to just spoil Donna the rest of the day.
Man, I didn't know housing neighbors. I had a...
Yeah, it's quite the swing, isn't it?
I was going to say, my middle daughter she didn't like wearing tights. She didn't like ballet. She was, a little bit of a tomboy.
Yes.
She... Yep.
You're going to be shocked to know that I was as well.
Right.
A tomboy? But,
a tomboy.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. We had to get the rollerblades with the jump and all that, and it's like, I didn't really like they broke their arm, but the doctor said, as long as you're wearing a helmet, I can fix arms, can't fix heads. So,
yeah, brain anyway, bucket right there.
But that's weird when one of your kids, for those of you who are listening who have younger kids, like younger, I'm talking like eighth grade, seventh, eighth, but when they have a cast on all summer, it kind of affects the family.
It does.
Because it's like, you stay home, we're going swimming.
Right.
So it was just a weird summer. Anyway, Princess Day. I don't know.
Well, check in with your girls.
Little kids love Princess. I mean, when you're little, 3, 4, 5.
Well, in fact, our own Amanda, right? My boyfriend Jack, her
son
is growing his hair out, right?
Yep.
Like Elsa. So I'm for it, and he's adorable. And
okay, is that text you sent me by mistake?
Yes,
I didn't know what that was.
Todd, I sent that to you.
You should always.
You did not.
I sent the screenshot to you.
Oh, that's right.
She sent me the text, and it's like, love you. And I'm like, this isn't good.
Oh my god! I never even. So you know what happened there?
Calling HR
right away.
Right, that's right.
That might be a new record.
You should. First of all, you should type the text first. No, just wait. And then put the contact in later. The last thing you do is put in the contact.
That might be the smartest thing I've ever heard you say. I'm serious. That's a great idea.
How are we just now getting to
a great idea.
Technology
email,
ideas.
All that. No, that's the last thing you want to do is put the name in. Because then you put it in right, too.
The problem was that it was the talk to text. So I didn't know that my microphone was on. I didn't either. And I had opened the text message that we had going, which I don't even know was, see you Monday, whatever. And it caught all of my conversation with my beloved Jack, who was set up camp in here to watch cartoons while mom worked. And, it's, your blanket, all right. Here's some snacks.
All right, I'm going to press charges. Okay, we're good.
Okay, yeah. Really done.
All right, it's Monday, Mine Own the Mayor with
Nikki.
Nikki Z's in house. All right, we'll be right back.
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning. Monday morning couldn't guarantee that Monday.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. Black Friday starts now. Trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mino and the mayor, but Mino is not here, so we are with Nikki Z, who actually, you work here. You've been here for, what, a couple months?
Yep.
And you were in radio big time before that, right?
A little bit. Filled in down at WKSZ 95.9, and before that was with the Timber Rattlers.
Aren't we 95.9?
We are 97.9.
Okay, close enough.
97.9.
Hey, I was listening to us yesterday when I went to see my mom. And
In the pool.
To talk about her football pool and bring her something to eat during the game. It was all music.
Mm-hmm. In the morning.
What a variety, though, huh? I mean, they had stuff from, like,
it's the music, 20... Music of the Stars by Lou Regani. He's on our station every Sunday morning, and he plays 20s, 30s.
Oh, maybe some,
yeah.
Surprised, because yeah. I'm kind of familiar with the 20s and 30s because of that party I had.
Yes.
So I listen to every weekend. I'm like, you know, Alexa, play music from the 20s, 30s. Anyway.
You should tell him.
To build more radio.
Correct.
So, you know, Todd's got a streaming service.
Yes.
Built more radio, and it just...
I was just surprised at the variety of music he was playing. Sometimes you stick to a decade or something, oldies or whatever, jazz, but what a variety.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
And he doesn't talk a lot either, which is nice. You know, it's I mean, Civic Media is a lot of people informing people.
It's a talk network.
It's a talk network, yes. In a good way. I mean, they don't fight. They're not condescending. It's just everybody I listen to on this network is, you know, informative.
It's almost like our slogan is...
Real news, great conversation.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad I came up with that.
of course you're going to take credit.
No, but I was surprised. Yeah, I guess I don't listen to you guys on Sunday morning because I was like, wow, this is...
You guys...
I don't listen to us, but I do listen to my show at 1 o'clock, but... I was actually kind of engaged in the Packer game, so I have to download it. But you just go to Spotify, Lean Local, or go to the Civic Media app, and boom. And it all about, you know what it was about? Homelessness.
Again, because of
Monday.
Day.
Yes. Although
and that's why things like The Herd, they had that awareness day on Saturday. So somebody looked at the calendar somewhere.
We have to do something about it. Like I said, that legislative breakfast. And I just want to thank the legislators who were there.
Yeah.
We had a great turnout, and of course.
Give us some names.
And I'll tell you, well, you know what's cool about when we do things like that, the legislative breakfast or the volunteer luncheon? You know who cooks the food? The residents.
to say thank you?
Yeah. And they love it. They nice. Are so excited. I mean, what time was that breakfast? 8 o'clock. And, wow. you know, I think they're down there and they make their own, like, handmade granola, not whatever it's made.
Yeah.
But granola.
And you guys sell that as well, don't you?
No, we don't. We're not. No, we really don't do that. I think we should. But made the eggs and just, it's all, we don't buy anything. I mean, we buy the ingredients, but we don't buy anything pre-cooked. So I thought that was just really cool. But they got excited about it. Anyway, I just want to say these legislators have a lot on their plate right now, right? And for them to show up and say, look, how can we help you? So I've got some follow-up calls to make today. So anyway,
your to-do list is?
My to-do list is pretty long.
Well,
speaking of which, my to-do list this weekend, for those of you who have licenses, that this is like renewal time for your real estate license, your broker's license, your insurance license. You know, you have to have that stuff done. It's like real estate's every 2 years. So I called a friend of mine. I'm like, hey, like 2 years ago, we went to Appleton. I like classes where you sit in the class and the teacher talks and I can ask questions. And I'm like, hey, do you want to do that again this year? She texts back, those classes are over. There aren't anymore. I'm like, oh, so you have to do it online. You
like
know what I mean?
Obsolete. No more in.
Well, they had it, but I missed it.
Oh,
gotcha.
You know, and she goes, you have to do it online. And you know me, Mr. High Tech, no problem. Well, it took me forever to log in and get my password. And then it's 18 hours that you have to watch videos, take a test. It's 18 different tests. You know, on everything from, some of it's really easy. But there's been, remember we had Melcor's on here?
Sure.
There's been some changes in real estate. Buyer agency. Can you show a house now?
Right.
You know, when are they a customer? When are they a client? And when can you negotiate prices? Well, just pretty basic rules, but you got to know it. So it was Saturday morning, I thought, and I text her, and I'm like, oh, can we do this next week? And she's like, oh, you missed it. You know, those classes are all over. You got to go online. So I went online, figured that out. I got it all done.
You're all 18?
Well, I hope they don't, like, see if you read it. Because,
But you tested out.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get any right. I got all of them right. You only have to get 80%, too, which is pretty low bar.
Here's the deal.
I don't know if they're going to go back and say, you know what, Jim, you didn't watch all the videos.
But I doubt it.
I got all the tests right. I mean, I got all 18, all over 80. Most of it was, there's only like 5 questions per session.
I hope you don't renew medical licenses like that.
Right.
Right.
Doctor so-and-so.
Well, and then Donna,
I only have to get an 80.
And then Donna was renewing her insurance license because, you know, she's in the funeral home business and a lot of people will buy an insurance policy to cover their cost of their funeral. Anyway, their big thing, and I said, read me some of those questions, is on wire fraud. That's like a huge thing again. I thought that kind of went away after 9/11, but it's a big thing again. Is this, you know, terrorists getting money, wire fraud? So there was a lot of questions
as
about
it pertains
how, you know, if you buy insurance, if you buy a huge policy and then cancel it and want the cash back, that could be a way to do that. If you, what were some of the scenarios? And, you know, there's laws that you got to look for. Anyway, it was just, so we both, I just want to say that the year's coming to an end.
And you are.
Well, no, I just think everybody should take a look at that. Like, those of us who have licenses, like Johnny's got his real estate. I think he does, but those all have to be renewed by December 14th.
I'm sure that's what he's doing in the tree stand right now, too.
I'm sure he's all over that. Yeah, John
studying.
Eating beef sticks and taking his test.
I'm sure on the 13th, he's not going to, would you take this test for me? Which I'm not going
to. But, Jim, hey, can you help me? What's the matter?
No, so that was, those are things that, you know, people got
to
look
that's
at.
It's a good thing to be on top of.
It is.
A good call.
Like, I'm early, I was not the student who got stuff done early. I was always panicked.
Really? Anyone here surprised by that at all?
That
with the amount of show prep you do, Jim?
Yeah. My kids would say, Dad, I got to work on this project. I'm like, it's due in 2 weeks. I'm like, well, why the hell would you start on it now? But anyway, I became a better dad and said, okay, well, let's get it done. So.
Oh, nicely done.
I know, it was. That was not my practice.
Well,
anyway,
I
got that done.
Not as I do.
And if you listening out there have something that has to be done by the end of the year, do it now. Because then you'll enjoy Thanksgiving, you'll enjoy Christmas, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So get it done now.
Words of Wisdom by Jim Schmidt.
We
will be right back.
We'll be right back. I'm glad I read that. We'll be right back.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
In Wisconsin, it's estimated there's about 312,000 citizens that are going uninsured. One of the largest pools in that population, farmers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. But they've got options. Details on that next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compere Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compere.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Wisconsin's insurance commissioner is Nathan Hodak. He says right now Wisconsin's open enrollment period for health insurance is underway. He's urging residents, especially farmers, to take advantage of this opportunity and find affordable health care coverage options.
In Wisconsin, we're fortunate to have a lot of health insurance coverage options in pretty much every corner of the state. Just about every single county has at least three health plan options, which is great in terms of providing different options for individuals and their families for what is best for them. But we know health insurance can be confusing and complicated as well. And that's why it's important for farmers to think about who should they talk to or where can they get information about their health insurance coverage options.
Nathan Hodak, he is Wisconsin's insurance commissioner. He said now that open enrollment is available to farmers, you can explore your options at healthcare.gov. He also says you can call resources like 211 and get one-on-one guidance from insurance experts. He says if you want to be insured by January 1st, it's imperative that you select your coverage option by December 15th.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation,
innovation,
that's BioVet.
And if you haven't checked out the fabulous Farm Babe or Midwest Farm Report Facebook page lately, please do. Our congratulations to Stephanie Hoff of the Midwest Farm Report Radio Network. She picked up some major awards during our National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, including the 2024 Horizon Award. Find more at Midwest Farm Report or Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunshine this morning becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 54. Tonight, rain likely. We could get a half inch or so of rain tonight through tomorrow. It's going to be breezy as well. 47 tonight, breezy showers, 59 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Bunny Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at cartalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
K
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It's Jim Schmidt and Nikki Z. Johnny's out. Did you see the weather? Look at that. It's 33. It's cold.
It
32 is like freezing.
This morning.
Wow.
But no wind, so I appreciated right. that.
33 in Green Bay, 32 in Oshkosh. Oh, we beat them. Good. 37 in Appleton. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's south. You know, usually Appleton. It's warmer as you go south. But Appleton, 37.
Whew.
All right.
No lake effect there.
But, okay, I was talking about, before we went to break, about getting projects done around the house because winter's coming.
You're already chomping and at your to-do list.
I never do this. This is so unlike me. Two things, like I was talking to you about during the break. One is I'm never ahead of the curve when it comes to that kind of stuff, although my wife is totally ahead of the curve, so we're trying to find some compromise after 33 years. But
just
she's
starting
like,
to explore that.
One little project. So that's really important that you get that stuff done because, I mean, the weather's, there's so much to get done. Like even gas and stuff in the snowblower.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you got to get that done because else it's going to snow.
Well, we're still collecting leaves and bagging leaves because we live in an older neighborhood with very mature trees.
Yeah.
That will drop all, I mean, some of them still have their leaves at the first of the year. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
I don't know how they hang on to them.
Does your municipality pick up the leaves?
Yes.
Yeah, ours too.
But I think they're making last call for leaf collection in the fall because then the municipalities are getting, they're switching over the equipment to snow removal.
Right. But on leaves, you're right. It's, you got to get, but you can, I heard or read that you should mulch them.
Yes.
Because it's good for your yard.
Yes. And
but just to let them there is, and cheat is not a good idea because then they kill the grass.
Yep.
But it is good for pollinators and stuff like that. Bees and stuff will hide in those on your lawn for
and
next
to
year.
Insulate some of your shrubs and some of the stuff closer to your house for the landscaping.
You can
use those.
So, and you can tell the neighbor that our neighborhood is really into getting there, but the one that's not really looks bad.
Oh, absolutely.
Kind of like the one that doesn't decorate, but that's okay.
There's nothing, that's adult peer pressure right
it
there,
is.
Right?
It is.
When somebody's mowing their lawn, and if you have a property line that matches up, and yours is neatly groomed, and theirs isn't.
Yeah. But the leaves, that has to, this week, after this week, I don't know if they're even picking up, so. And it's good exercise. You know, it's not that stressful. It's not like shoveling or something. I don't know, I have somebody do it. But anyway, it looks like good exercise. But the guy, I tell you why. Now, just let me explain
why. I watch a lot of workout videos. It looks like a good, good time.
They come over and they have not only the equipment, but the blowers too. Those loud things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway.
We're raking, we're blowing, then we're mulching. It's a three-step process in our neighborhood, or at least in our yard.
I'll tell you something that I used to farm out, and I did it myself yesterday. The outside lights, you know, like porch light and the pillar lights, and I washed those out by myself. I did. I got a ladder, and Donna gives me this like real little ladder. I'm like, that's not tall enough. She goes, I don't want you on a bigger ladder because you might fall, which is true.
She loves you.
She does, but I got the bigger ladder. It's a step ladder, but I got up there and I did that.
And a lot of cobwebs.
A lot of cobwebs.
Bugs. And
that's, I almost turned back, but I thought, look, I'm up here.
Good for
you. I said I was going to do it, and I did it.
And you said you guys did it together, trying to work out this.
We're trying to work more together because, you know, I mean, we don't, it's just important. She really didn't do that much. I take the credit for that. But I changed all the bulbs, even if they work, because then I can change them all, you know, next year. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Or else some of them burn out, and it's like.
Well, and then you're changing one, not the other.
Right.
It's a pain in the butt. But
anyway,
this is your whole
This is my whole get ready for the holidays. And then all of a sudden it's going to be Thanksgiving. And then Thanksgiving is so close to Christmas this year.
Yes, because it's so late.
Yeah.
In my mind, Thanksgiving should be this week. In my mentally, my time clock.
Right, Right. It should.
Nope. One more week.
And then I like to have a holiday party or two. So I was looking at that, and there's just not a lot of Saturdays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And there's something we're doing, I think Civic Media committed to on the 7th. Somebody's having a fundraiser or something. Anyway, well, I'll look at that. So the 14th, I think, is the best date for me to have a little get-together with.
You're already looking at food and guest lists and decor. You said you guys are going to start.
We haven't started decorating. We'll start that.
I haven't yet either. Nah, so here's the problem in our house. So I hate our Christmas tree, and we've had it for years. And it was.
That's how pleasant. I hate our Christmas tree.
But
I bet that's fun at your house.
It's no. Let me preface.
Okay, yeah. So it's an artificial tree.
It is an artificial
that
tree
that you have had for years.
We have,
and the lights don't work.
The lights don't work. So then you have to restring them. And this tree is, in its day, it was probably glorious because it was pre-lit. It is the height that I need. It is very full.
Yeah.
But now everything's wonky and bent and bent out of shape.
Yeah.
And then you have to restring the lights, which inevitably, every year, as soon as I get it looking acceptably beautiful, then one string in the middle of the light in the middle of the tree goes out.
Yep.
Well,
you know,
that is stressful for me to look at.
Oh yeah, no, that's a stressor
for
any family.
I cried over putting string lights on the tree. So then we thought we had it figured out that Mr. Promo Nikki was going to be the stringer of the Christmas tree lights.
Yeah,
and that worked for 1 year, and it was delightful. But inevitably, that string, that strand in the middle of the tree always goes out.
Yeah.
So we went Christmas tree shopping on Saturday evening.
Like for another
artificial pre-lit.
Don't spend too much money. Before you do that, look at, they're very expensive.
I mean,
$300, $400. Go to Facebook Marketplace because, I hate to say this, but people die and then they have all these Christmas decorations.
Good. So then I want
you can get a good deal.
The ghost of Christmas.
No, it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. Ebenezer?
No. Who took my tree?
yes.
This house is a little creepy since you bought that tree.
And I've got ghosty things with other holiday lights in my house, so I don't need to take on somebody's.
So this is years ago. This is like, oh my God, 30 years ago. And I happen to like Christmas, and we weren't living in the house we are now. We're in a different house. And I was looking, the News Chronicle was a newspaper.
Yep.
And some guy wrote in there, you know, for sale, Christmas decorations, Christmas lights. So I went out. It was in the sticks. I went out. I think it was Kiwani. And I went to his house. He had just like those milk crate things, or just those just lights and lights and lights and reindeer and Santa Claus and the nativity set and what else did he just everything there? And he was selling it. And I'm like,
Yeah.
That's why I went out there, because it was for sale. It was selling Christmas decorations, and I think they were moving or going to a nursing home or something. Whatever. So I went out there, and this is, you know, $10 for this and that. I said, look, how much do you want for all of this stuff?
Yeah, just take it.
And he said, I think it was $200. I don't even remember. Whatever, $150, $200.
But
that's
very
not the point.
Reasonable.
Yes,
what you
I was
thought.
Like, because if you, the individual parts would have been,
$10
for this box, $5 for this box. I said, okay. I said, will you deliver it? And the guy goes, yeah, I'll deliver. Pay me cash. So I gave him cash, gave him $200, whatever. And then I went home. And then like 2 hours later, the guy's backing up my driveway. And so I still have some of that. I got to get rid of some of that. But anyway, I have a lot of Christmas decorations. So my point is, before you go, and look, I love the stores here, but there's some stuff on Facebook that
do you just put the same stuff up every year though? So sometimes I get in, you know, I browse Pinterest and then something is the new hot, cute trend.
No, I don't
and then
do that. I don't like have those rotating lights and all. I don't do that. No, I mean, it's traditional, but it's different, right? I'll use different lights. So sometimes I'll put colored lights. What I want to do, I talked about this.
Ooh, that should be our poll today. White lights or the...
I like white lights.
Big bulb colored lights, the multicolor.
I want to do the multicolor because my house, you know, the gable would look really, really cool, but I don't want to go up on the roof because I don't want to fall.
Correct.
I don't have a ladder. I guess I do have a ladder that tall, but I don't want to.
Donna's not going to let you up there.
No, but my neighbor
Clark three W. Houses. Griswold would no, absolutely come.
My neighbor three houses down has a cherry picker. He does. He's got the truck. So I might.
Oh, yeah, because weren't we going to send Mino up on that?
Nope. Not in my house, you're not.
No, but... no. In the cherry picker.
Where are we going to do it on the trees across
yeah,
the street?
Yeah,
did
yeah,
you
yeah,
see?
Yeah.
Hey, I just kudos to, I got to get down to Oshkosh and Appleton and see their decorations, but.
Appleton's aren't up yet, I guess.
No.
No. Well, because they have a week yet before their holiday parade.
Okay. Green Bay got ahead of it a little bit. And south yes. of us looks great.
Yes.
But they kind of ignore us down here on the. What are we on the 400 block?
Yes, we are the 400 block.
They don't, the north side, they don't.
Should we jazz it up? Jazz
well,
our windows up?
Those trees
up?
Would look awesome lit up like they do.
Yeah, down the street.
Yeah.
Is that their private property though? That's probably why.
Well, the median is the city's property.
But is that the median? It's not on the.
It's on the.
Oh, it's on Schreiber's land.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Oh.
Call your
boy.
Friend up from Schreiber. Tell him to put some lights up.
Yeah. Come on, you guys.
Gosh.
All right. Working on it. Anyway, what I started this whole thing was is Christmas is coming, Thanksgiving is coming, and we're going to be gone for a week. So we really are starting to check the boxes.
I like it. So Christmas shopping, have you started that?
No, we're not big on that. Not because we're cheap. We're not big on that because it's more experiences. Like we'll.
Yes.
And
okay.
Like one of our daughters is going to India. So, you know, airline ticket, that kind of stuff. Upgrade them, whatever. So.
I love that you guys do that, though, because then hopefully that starts the whole tradition for them doing that for
their kids.
Yep.
No, here's the key. Your kid, how old is your youngest?
14.
Way too old. Yep. Anyway.
Way too old.
No. When you start when they're young, and we've done this, and this something that you have to start when they're young, like 1, 2. Our kids, and they're, you know, obviously in their late 20s now, got 3 gifts.
The one that you need, the one that you want.
I don't know, but we didn't go into that detail.
Oh.
It's just that, you know, if you celebrate Christmas and you're Christian, it's like, you know.
The three wise men
right,
and the gifts.
3 gifts. And why would someone get more than that? And our kids never expected. Because you get the grandparents, the godparents.
Oh,
they're
gosh.
The ones who are going to load up the house.
Absolutely.
So anyway.
It's a lot.
But now.
As someone who knows Santa's helper. It's
right.
a lot to divide that Christmas list up. Who gets to give what?
Yeah.
So when I was growing up, we had bigger Christmases. I don't know why my parents did that, but we did. But my sister, my older sister Dawn, whenever the Easter Bunny would come, would literally pick all the candy out of each basket and count to make sure we all got the same number of jelly beans, chocolate kisses, everything.
Ooh, yeah.
And
okay, that's
was
that,
there ever an occasion it wasn't exactly even?
I don't remember.
Pressure
that
on your
ever.
Parents.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Pressure on your parents. Can't just throw it in there.
No.
Wow.
I like it.
So I don't know.
So what does she do
right.
now?
She's an accountant.
What has this led to?
She's a CPA.
Yeah, absolutely.
She works for the IRS.
Her abacus is,
oh,
one for
man.
Him, one for me.
No, when people, the stresses of Christmas and, giving experiences are cool. And one year we took our kids and their, whatever, boyfriends, husbands, to Hamilton. Went to Chicago.
Oh.
And it was fun. So we, to kind of give him a tease, we gave him a $20 bill, right? Hamilton's on a $20 bill, right? And then we gave him we gave him the room key to the Hyatt, and then so my one daughter what and
Does
then we gave
really
him the ticket
think this stuff out
oh yeah we do but I, that was I just want to say
I
want to go back
anything.
To
I don't do anything for Christmas. There are no gifts. There are nothing.
Oh man, no, that
Krampus over there.
Yeah. But the other thing I want to say is that then when we went there, then they could, everyone can pick one restaurant for the night. And there's some really great restaurants. That was
Bravo.
A great experience. Our kids will talk about
this
that.
This is Christmas 101 with Jim Schmidt.
No, I just, there's a lot of things you can do to take the stress away. That's my point.
Start now.
Right. Start thinking about it. And there's so much online. And even getting ready for your house, it's like, you know, when to get the turkey. And then if you're having friends over, then, you know, we have to get in our house extra toothbrushes. Our kids, I don't know why they forget that. So you go to Costco, there's tons of toothbrushes there.
Dollar
so,
Tree?
Yeah, not Dollar Tree. We wouldn't do that. But anyway.
You know,
all right,
would?
We're going to be right back.
Yeah,
here. Any ideas you got make the holidays a little less stressful, send
Let's
them
hear.
In. Let's hear them. All right.
Right back.
Nikki and the Mayor.
Oh, I Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
To all you tool people out there, has Harbor Freight got a deal for you? Big savings every single day this November. Because we know that right now, when the price of everything only seems to go up, you need a place where prices stay low. So shop in-store or online for quality tools you can trust at prices you'll love every day. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
All right. Nikki Z, Todd Michaels, and the mayor. We are talking the holidays. We want you to download the Civic Media app or and let us know things that we can do to make the holidays less stressful.
Let's hear
it. I'm really into that. I am. And I think it's great.
I love it. And you were talking while on the break. You guys have a number of Christmas trees that you put up.
Yeah. Right, so, how many, though?
We have small trees. We put trees in all the kids' bedrooms.
Right.
Just those tinsel ones, though.
Oh, okay. So
And then we got... you know, one of our son-in-laws from Columbia, so we like put like little soccer balls on there for him. You know,
you're so thoughtful. My holiday traditions have become
I'm so impressed.
Nothing. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to put up a tree. I just don't. Well, I think for me it was like with my parents being gone.
It can be sad. I get it. Some people can't wait till it's over. And
oh, my gosh.
I know.
Well,
and I also think in radio, because of being in this industry so long, when you come to the holiday season, there's such a switch over to, you know, I work for music stations. Everything's got to be Christmas music and you have to create this whole
magical.
You know, yeah.
Yep.
And so you work for weeks on that.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you got 4 weeks of it and then you've got to come back out. There's so much work around the holiday season.
All right. A couple
you're
things.
You're just protecting your own energy.
No, no. A couple things I would do if you're my brother or something, this is what I would suggest. I would say, look, why don't you call the homeless shelter and go serve a meal?
Sure.
Yeah.
A meal, serve a meal. They love it. And we decorate our place. I mean, our place really looks, actually, we don't decorate it. We have Prevea, one of the healthcare systems comes in and decorates. They do it every year. Or maybe it could be the Optimist Club or the Rotary. Somebody comes in and decorates, and our place looks great. But to go there, and you can wrap gifts, because all our residents get gifts.
I love wrapping gifts.
Me, paper bag, throw it in.
Gift bag.
We got work to do. Let's just start with the meal. Just come in and serve a meal. You'll feel good. You put your little hat on. So you kind of feel the spirit.
Hairnet? Yeah.
No, no.
Your Christmas hairnet?
That Santa hat on. Those are like a dollar. Those are cheap. Yeah, there you go. He's a great Santa, I'll tell you that. The other thing you could do, Todd, to help is you could have a small Christmas party. Decorate a tree, invite a couple friends over, and just...
Todd doesn't like people or music or food.
I want to get him in the spirit.
Well...
And then
I think that his name is Jim or Jim Beam.
There's a lot of help on that, like how to set the table for different meals, right? You want to download that. The linens, I kind of got that covered.
Let's hope.
But then it says, you know, the day before, 2 days before, 3 days before, all this stuff to do. And then you get there, it's like, we are ready. Huh. So like I said, if kids are staying overnight, you know, and we...
matching pajamas.
We already got that. They're here. We already got the matching pajamas.
Who are you, Jim Schmidt?
We got those.
Who are you?
We do that every
What's
year.
This year's theme for pajamas?
Well, we're all going to be in New York, and that might be the Christmas card, too. Depends where we go.
Gosh, so, darn it.
We got matching pajamas. Those came in. She got them from Macy's. I just saw the box.
Oh, my gosh.
The box just came in on Friday. That's funny you bring that up today.
We walked by the Macy's when we were in New York this summer. Pretty neat. Yeah.
My youngest was
very intrigued. My youngest, 14-year-old boy, wants nothing to do with, he's very much going to grow up to be...
Todd.
Todd. Okay. Yeah. And I'm down for
and
that.
And there's nothing wrong with
there's
that.
There isn't. You got to have
nothing wrong with
it's
that.
It's good to compare it to
there's
somebody.
Be one of those in
Thank
every
God you're not. No,
right, right.
No,
right.
Keeps his social circle to a minimum. Sports and is life, and that is it.
All right.
But he was at just so intrigued. Well, how does the parade work in a city like this?
Yeah.
And so logistically, he wants to know about the bleachers and the route and how do you know where to sit and how do you get there?
Why is he into, is that the engineering part? Why is he in? Because
no,
if you want to teach him about parades.
He's always asked really good questions.
Okay, here's what you want to do. Have you been to the circus parade?
No.
Milwaukee?
No.
Okay, we never miss that. And that
is the circus parade.
It's the best parade in the state of Wisconsin. And it's
Appleton's Flag Day parade.
No, but the circus parade. You're down in Baraboo. They have all those old
circus cars.
Circus cars, and then they're all drawn by horses.
Really?
And it's you can go down and look at the grounds. That is where I met Bob Keeshan.
Who is
Captain Kangaroo? I met him there. I met him, like, that was, like, my childhood idol. Captain Kangaroo.
Is he from Wisconsin? Or was he, like, the
He looked just like
parade
he, was
marshal.
A little, he was wearing that red jacket. I think he's dead now. That was
anyway. He better be dead.
Yeah. No.
Not that way.
He could still be around.
No chance. That guy was 100 years old
dead.
When I
okay,
was a
so,
kid.
All right. Yeah. But when? That was in the 2000s, right?
I'm not sure.
Anyway. That is a great parade. And then you can get the bleachers. Right, because you can get reserved seats for that.
Oh,
and then what you should do with him is stay either at the Pfister or the Hyatt, and then you get the brunch and bleachers. So you stay there, and then you can go to brunch, and then walk out there. And
is this in conjunction with a festival, or it's just the circus?
It's not in
parade.
Conjunction, but it happens to be the same weekend as Bastille Day, the French. It's a fun weekend. I love Milwaukee. Huh. We go there anyway.
Why are you doing radio? You should just be an events planner, yeah. Right?
I love events.
Weddings.
Get this. A friend of mine called who is not dissimilar to me. And he moved to Florida. He's a little older. And you know what he does? He got a job just picking up people at the hotel and taking them to the airport.
Oh, you'd be great at that.
And he loves it because he has traveled quite a bit. And he gets his tips are great because he's a huge Packer fan and if they're from Illinois, where are you from? They're from Illinois. And then after he drops them off, he goes, well, I'm from Green Bay. And guy goes, why don't you tell me that? He goes, because then you want to tip me.
Exactly.
So, anyway,
so the banter.
He's great. That's a cool job. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. But yeah, I love events. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on. Christmas, you guys, let's share some great ideas. And with the overall theme being less stress.
Speaking of,
keep it here.
Holidays, peace tree lighting coming up in downtown.
This is going to be great.
Bay.
This is one of my favorite events.
And Jen Metcalf is going to join us after the break.
And I always led the singing.
Perfect.
Oh God.
Keep
I
it
did,
here.
Man. Ask her. Okay, oh I'm
Milo and the Mayor.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison filmmaker and musician James Runde. And Civic Media host Earl Ingram joins the show to talk about his favorite film noirs. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.